You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Okay, at the very end of last year, I spoke to D4VD, David, who's playing Laneway. Young dude, he's only 18, got big on, I think, TikTok.
Of course.
He was a massive, massive Fortnite gamer and started writing. I don't know what they do, they stream it or something, but he started to write his own music on an iPhone.
On Twitch streaming?
Yeah, to like, so he didn't get copyright issues. So True. He's basically carved out a niche for himself, writing his own music on his iPhone. And what do you know? Get big on TikTok, YouTube, and now he's playing Laneway next year. But he did this cute little intro for me. So we'll play this cute little intro on the front of this interview, play a song of his just to get you familiar, and then we'll cut to our chat. So listen to this. Here you go.
Hey, everybody. This is David, a.k.a. D4VD, and you're listening to my interview on 95BFM.
Here we go. That was David with Worthless. Here's my chat with David from last year, playing Laneway, Waitangi Weekend, Western Spring Stadium. Excuse the Zoom line for the first question, but I think you get the gist. I've got a series of open-ended questions that we'll just rattle through, and then we'll get into the guts. So just feel free to answer these questions as seriously or as lightly as you want. How do you define what you do, and how did you come to do it?
Defining what I do, it's a hard question. I don't know how, if I can really put my finger on it, but I would say it's like a form of self-expression that many people have the drive to do, but not many can do it. And I feel like around me already, being an iPhone and some earbuds, and then the motivation to drive from video games and my experience in that, and the need for music that was not copyright. Utilizing the tools that I had in front of me matched with the career goal I had at the time, that kind of matched together at the perfect time and made something great. From doing Fortnite montages to then putting my own songs in those montages, and then eventually the songs did better than the Fortnite videos. And now I've gone on 4 tours in 1 year.
Yeah.
And yeah.
Do you have musical parents or any musical training in the family?
I don't. Yeah, I mean, my mom forced me to play the piano when I was 7. I took piano lessons for a good 4 months when I was 7 years old. I was in middle school band as well. I played the flute for a year.
Yes.
And then I got homeschooled, so that was short-lived. I never touched an instrument again until 2021.
Yeah.
December.
Picked up the iPhone. What's the live situation for you if you are heading down to Laneway? Are you like performing with a small band or a DJ, or how does it work?
Yeah, small band. We have, I think I'm expanding it a little bit, I think. Yeah, guitarist, drummer, maybe a bassist. I'm not sure yet. Mm-hmm. But it's slowly expanding through every show. So.
Okay, excellent. Okay, back to the formal questions. Describe your first musical memory.
Ooh, my first musical memory, I used to go to a private school when I was five, six. And they would always play like Chet Baker and Mozart, trying to make the kids smarter at that time.
Yeah.
And we would always fall asleep to like jazz or piano.
Yes.
And just stuff like that. So yep. I think that was my earliest musical memory, yeah.
Nice. Describe your best musical memory to date.
Ooh. I mean, this is like the weirdest one. Sixth grade, I'm on the bus, and a kid is blasting Gucci Gang by Lil Pump in his back on a speaker. And I asked him who that was and what the artist was, and he's like, yo, download SoundCloud real quick, and I'll put you on. And that's how I got into, like, all of my music taste.
Yes.
Was from one kid blasting Gucci Gang on the bus.
Oh, wow.
And then I found all these bands, Sweater Weather, The Wallows, Slowpoke.
Yeah.
Joy Again. Like, that's literally how I found music, was through some kid playing Gucci Gang.
It's so exciting when you have those moments of just being set off on a course. And it's pretty, I think most people have quite vivid memories of the moment where, like, suddenly music was like, oh, my God. This is so cool. Yeah, rad. These are kind of a bit more like, I suppose, heavy-ish questions. But so just answer them however you like. Okay, here we go. Where do you feel artistic progression leads?
Ooh, artistic progression leads to realization. I feel like when you're an artist, especially a musical artist, I feel most of your evolution comes from the realization of where you're at.
Yes.
It's kind of almost self-reflective too,
mm-hmm.
because you can't evolve without knowing where you are, where you want to be. And sometimes you don't even know where you want to be.
Yes.
I mean, I didn't know where I wanted to be 2 months ago,
mm-hmm.
and then I lost my voice in the beginning of my Asia tour.
Yeah.
And it kind of was like a stop and think moment. Like, I can't make music right now. So what type of music am I making? So I went through my entire discography, listened to my new music and the old music and the unreleased music. And I was like, what type of artist am I? What type of artist am I turning into without, subconsciously? And it kind of made me realize what I had to do for the next steps in this like music making process.
Mm-hmm.
It was a necessary evil. I feel like me losing my voice kind of allowed me to figure out what kind of artist that I want to be. And I think I know what that is now, and I'm excited to bring in 2024.
Excellent. How do you define success?
Ooh, I define success with contentment. I feel like you feel like you're successful when you're content, when you don't want any more. That's just my thing, though. I don't know. I feel like when you're happy with your position, when you can't feel like there's another level to hit, when you can find, when you sit back,
yeah.
And I'm not sitting back yet. So
nice. Describe something you haven't created yet that you'd like to create.
A movie soundtrack. I want to create a movie soundtrack. Yeah.
Excellent. What do you believe is the most essential function of art?
Ooh, to inspire, for sure. Art's sole purpose is to inspire more art. So, yeah.
Excellent. And I've got one last one. Something non-musical that you're looking forward to?
GTA 6.
That's out soon, eh? Yeah.
I need that game, bro.
Yeah. Awesome.
Yeah, I gotta survive to 2025.
Oh. Awesome. Okay. What can people expect from your set at Laneway 2024?
I'm gonna try to make it a rock star show. I feel like I've done the indie thing. I've done like the neo pop thing in my sets, and I'm gonna craft it in such a way where it feels like you're watching like a rock band this time around.
Yes. Yeah. Excellent. Not too shabby for only 18. Good amount of confidence there. Catch him at Laneway. There we go. Big on TikTok, people.
Yeah, boy.
Millions and millions of streams. You tuned to BFM.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.